Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Grich steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter bunts towards the mound. Cuellar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar fires to first and picks off Jeter. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hairman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, White Sox, 1. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Blair moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Davis reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeter strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bellinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Baylor steals third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Powell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Baylor moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horta strikes out. One out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeter takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blair strikes out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Grant Jackson now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 1 out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gritch scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Gritch moves to second. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gritch moves to third. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeter is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to third. Blair moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 4 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Blair scores. Bellinger moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Bumbry pinch runs for Earl Williams. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bumbry moves to third. Cy Acosta now pitching. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Paul Blair. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.